Bleed Through, written by Mizura, narrated by Rhea314. Fandom Witch King. Rating teen and up audiences, no archive warnings apply. Kai was never going to like hurting himself, but at times like this, he allowed that it was convenient to have access to a lot of power for the low, low price of a bit of suffering. Which, now that he thought about it, probably meant that it was a good thing he was never going to enjoy hurting himself, or else it might stop working, and then he wouldn't be of any use whatsoever anymore. "That's a little disturbing, you know," Bishasa said. Kai looked up, thinking, "Great, another crisis," but did not let that thought show on his face. It wasn't Bishasa's fault crises arrived when they did. And if Bishasa had mentioned it while Kai was creating an intent, it had to be important. Also, it seemed invisible. What is? Bishasa frowned, then gestured at Kai's hand. The wound had already healed, the pain fading to a memory. Kai saw nothing disturbing, everything looked normal. "I'm sorry," Kai said. He suspected that in a few more moments, he would start to feel either annoyed or anxious. Neither would help Bishasa or Kai himself, for that matter, so it seemed better to avoid both emotions if at all possible. "You're stabbing yourself," Bishasa said. "With a knife," he added, as if most people, when wanting to stab something, would never dream of using a knife. "Yes," Kai said. He started to feel confused, which was better than the alternatives, he supposed. "I explained this to you. Pain allows me to..." "It's still disturbing," Bishasa said. "I don't like... you're stabbing yourself," he repeated. Although, happily, he left off the "with a knife" part this time. Kai wondered what it was Bishasa didn't like. "You'd rather I let someone else stab me." He couldn't imagine asking that of anyone. Bishasa grimaced. "No, of course not." Kai nodded, happy they were in agreement about that much at least. Naturally, Bishasa ruined it almost immediately. "But, Kai, I don't want to keep repeating myself."
"Then don't," Kai almost said.
"But you're stabbing yourself." "I heal fast," Kai said, trying to track down the problem Bishasa apparently wasn't going to actually tell him about. "Very fast. It's not like I'm putting myself out of commission for days." Barely even minutes, unless he needed a lot of power, and then it was still worth it. It was always worth it. Everyone suffered. Kai was simply luckier than most, in that he could do something useful with it. Bishasa took his hand, his skin warm against Kai's. "It's not about how fast you heal." Kai didn't see what else the problem could be. Bishasa needed help, power, spells to keep them all alive. Kai provided.
"I don't like seeing you hurt," Bishasa said.
"Oh," Kai said. He wanted to say, "But it doesn't work unless it hurts." Only that wouldn't solve anything either. Bishasa knew that already. He wasn't expressing a desire for Kai to change what he did. He was just voicing an opinion, maybe. Bishasa shrugged.
"I suppose I wanted you to know. I can see now that was a mistake. I made you uncomfortable."
"No," Kai said, confused again. "It's fine. Anyway, I'm done now." Bishasa was still holding his hand, and Kai didn't really want him to stop doing that. On the other hand, they were both busy, and standing around holding hands wasn't going to accomplish anything useful. Bishasa looked at Kai's hand, as if he was trying to find traces of the wound. Kai knew there weren't any.
"I ask a lot of you."
You can ask me whatever you want. I will do anything in my power to give it to you, Kai thought. But saying that out loud might make Bashasa uncomfortable. You ask a lot of everyone, including yourself.
Yes, but I know my own limits, Bashasa said. I'll let you know mine, if you ever come near them, Kai said. It sounded good, even if he had no idea what it meant.
Is that a promise?
It's what any reasonable person would do, Kai thought, because there wasn't anything strange or special about telling someone when they were asking too much or pushing you too far. He said, yes, all the same, because he could tell that it was what Bashasa wanted to hear.
Thank you, Fourth Prince. I'll hold you to that.
Bashasa grinned, his concerns apparently laid to rest for the moment. Or perhaps he was simply waiting for a better chance to bring them up again. Kai knew that Bashasa could be sneaky like that from time to time. Or always, he supposed, but Kai didn't tend to give him any reason to do so. He said,
if you'll let go of my hand, I can go tell Zidi to get ready.
Of course, Bashasa said, releasing Kai's hand. My apologies, again.
For what? Kai almost asked, but didn't. Because Bashasa would try explaining, and Kai didn't think they had the time. Maybe later, he promised himself. Honesty compelled him to add. But probably not. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. Thank you for listening.